Trey Ford, getting your first start in the Canadian Football League today. Tell me how you found out about it and what your first reaction was.
Yeah, I actually found out earlier in the week a little bit. Coach kind of told me and was trying to get me to mentally prepare myself for the game, and that's what I've been doing this week. It was a little bit of a shorter week, so we didn't get all of our practices, but I just have to stay on my keys mentally, read the defense, see the blitzes, and see everything work out for our offense. So
you've obviously been preparing for a start at some point and working hard through this. How did your week change? Especially, was it tougher because it was only a two-day practice week, really?
I'd say it was just a little bit tougher because we missed our day where we get a lot of our reps, and we kind of just had two mental days. Mentally, it's great to stay on top of it, but it's also nice to see things work out physically on the field, see all the windows and everything for the throws, and just practice reading people in the offense, well, on the defense, but as offense, and just seeing our team coming together, obviously. New pieces for me because I've been doing a lot of work with the B's, right, versus the A's. So getting out there and seeing different receivers, how they run routes and stuff is just a little bit of adjustment, but I'm ready for it.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.